Who inspires? I don't know. Lots of people. I mean, I do. I get inspired by Madonna a lot, and Kate Bush. She's old, you know, but that's all my. And who else? Blondie, Ladytron, Tok Tok. Who else? Oh, Miss Kittin, Fisher Spooner. All,
Oh,
you
love
know,
artists.
yeah, lots, loads of people, yeah.
What is your favorite song?
My favorite song of ours, or all ever,
Both.
both of them. My favorite song of ours is a Siren song from Chorus album, and my favorite song of all the people is "Song to the Siren" of Cocteau Twins.
Okay, and we mentioned
Sorry, not Cocteau Twins, This Mortal Coil, they're called.
and when did you meet Vince actually? It was quite a
Yeah,
some years ago.
I met Vince 20 years ago. It was more, it's about 21, because I saw him, and he was in a studio. He was the first famous person that I saw in London, and he was playing on a Space Invaders machine with a big long fringe hanging down, and I just thought, oh God, that's Vince. That's Vince Clarke. And so he was always in my mind, and I was a huge fan of his before with Yazoo. And then after the Assembly project finished, I thought, oh, maybe I should write Vince a letter. And then saw this little advert in the paper, which didn't say his name. I just answered this one advert, only on that weekend, just one, and it was him.
And how did you feel when you would stand so close to him, to your idol, or?
Well, I was in. I was going to have a really a good day on the audition. So I just decided, whatever happens, I'm just going to have a really good day. And but then once I got the job, I mean, I was screaming around the house when they said,
I can
"Oh, you
imagine.
can, you know, you've got the job." And then when we went into the studio, I couldn't speak. I couldn't speak to Vince for 1 year. I was
You
just
were so
would,
excited.
well, I would just sit in silence and just stare at him all the time. And then when he told me to go and sing, I would go and sing.
And
Sorry.
is it right that, or what do you think made him choose? There were, I think, a lot of other people,
Yeah.
and he said, "Well, you are the right one, you know."
Yeah. Well, at the time, I was quite young and very fresh. And I think the other singers had been more like cabaret singers.
Okay,
I don't know, yeah.
so different styles.
Yeah.
And was it always your big wish to becoming a pop star, a pop singer?
Was quiet. I mean, I didn't really think. It sounds really superficial, but because I thought I was going to be famous for some reason, but I didn't know why, what it was going to be for, and then. I knew I could sing because I always sang from a very little child, and I made loads of money when we went to the carol singing, because we used to go around people's houses. And but I never put the two together. I never thought I would be famous as a singer. And then when I moved to London when I was 19 years old, I wanted to be in a band, and that's why I went to move to London. But I didn't, it was funny, I didn't, well, I suppose was thinking about being famous, but if I had any children, I would not let them, I wouldn't let them do it.
No.
No.
And there are a lot
Not
of,
now.
not now.
No.
And what is your experience? You are like more than 20 years in this business.
Yeah.
Did you like it, or?
It's mostly, yeah, mostly it's fantastic. You know, it's really nice, especially when you do something like yesterday. It's just all the, it's kind of a bit desperate, I think. You know, all the people, especially young people now, and it's not their fault. It's because they're told on the television they have to,
Yes.
you know, be in the Pop Idol program, and
All those
being
comments, of
famous, and
course, yeah.
not, you know, and being in the newspapers, and it's ridiculous. You know, and it's not about the love of making music, and. I I think we're exploiting our young people really badly.
With all those casting shows.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about those in general?
I think it's not very good. No. They've asked me.
You don't watch them.
They've asked me to go on Big Brother, Celebrity, and you know, on the farm, and I said no. I said I thought if they have Big Brother naked, Big Brother, then I'll go on that one.
Okay.
Well, no, you know,
it's really a different program.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. One thing that really interests me: your new single, Breathe, and there is of course a new video to it. Also, when you are acting in a video, do you like it to express yourself? There was a lot of, I remember, funny things like on drama where everything fell down and things like this.
I do like it, but I always think that I'm much better looking than I really am. You know, and you kind of, when you do the video, you kind of think like you're all looking gorgeous and everything. And then you see the video and you think, oh God, like my mouth's all crooked and I'm, you know.
Well, what was the first experience when you saw the first video of your single on television?
Oh, well, I thought, on the TV. I can't remember seeing it on the TV. But I do remember seeing the first video. It's the same thing. I thought I was, like, really doing good acting and everything. And then I saw it and I was just like, I looked like a silent movie star because I was just doing it so over the top, you know.
And what did you like more, like producing videos or going in the studio or acting live?
I do like doing live the best, yeah, because there are no constraints and you can just be completely yourself doing live.
And in your album, Nightbird, for me, it's a very good one, and it's also an electro-pop style.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine maybe doing something more in a different style, maybe more with guitars or using very something else?
Well, we've kind of tried. We tried guitars a little bit, maybe, you know, on Love Boat, and I suppose most our biggest album was When You Was a Baby in 1989 or something, with guitars. Yeah. And but I really like electro. I'm when I was a teenager, it was Soft Cell, Japan, and Kraftwerk, you know, and I just feel like I've been brought up on electronic music, so that's my thing. I mean, I've done some more solo work, and it's all really electronic, so I can't escape.
Well, you don't have to anyway.
No. Pardon me.
Similarly, what's very interesting is when you what are your hopes, your expectations from Nightbird and the new single?
Well, so far it's really good. The response is really good because I felt when we did the other people's songs, especially in England, we were begging, you know, and this time it's all the doors are open for some reason. So, but it's just one of those cyclical things where sometimes you're in fashion, sometimes you're not. And so I don't have my expectations too high because we've been disappointed before. So you just can't, you know, you just enjoy it while it's going on.
Yeah, and you're going on tour next year. You will be in Germany.
Yeah.
Are you going to play more new stuff from Nightbird or also other older hits as well?
Well, the reason I couldn't sleep was because on Thursday I received 27 MP3s from Vince of all the live stuff. And we chose the set and we start, there's five songs from Nightbird, and we start with Hideaway, then No Doubt from Nightbird, then Brother and Sister, Knocking on Your Door, Drama, Circus. It just goes on and on and on, you know, it sounds really good, it sounds really good. And it doesn't sound like a load of singles. Do you know what I mean? It just sounds very, like a whole load of work, you know, and it's really good. I'm really pleased.
Well, another thing is, do you have a favorite song on Nightbird, would you say?
No Doubt.
Okay,
yeah.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
What is the idea of that song?
That song is, No Doubt, is of is just like when you've come through a life-changing experience and you come out the other side and you feel much better as a person.
And when you're going on tour next year, are there any other countries in plans?
Only America and Denmark so far.
And when you go to all those places, do you think that people are reacting equal to your music? Or are there? Can you say in each country it's very different?
Well, it's quite... I mean, it kind of depends on the gig, depends how quickly it's sold out and whereabouts. I mean, in America, for some strange reason, we're really popular in Texas, so they go mad. They go mad down there, you know. And also in England, or the UK, sorry, the more further north you go, the better it seems. I think it's the same for Germany as well, so I don't know whether it's to do with the climate or what it is.
And back to this album, Other People's Songs.
Yep.
Were you glad with the responsibility from the community and the fans?
With the response of this? I was. I mean, I kind of felt a bit, especially when we were doing the songs live, that I was cheating. Because they're not ours,
yeah,
they're not our songs.
Versions.
And the cover versions, yeah. So, you know, and we did do an acoustic album after this, which is Erasure songs, but with violins and slide guitars. It's really beautiful. But then we thought, well, we can't put that out because it's old material. So people's going to think we dried up.
Yes.
So I'm so glad that we did Nightbird because... it all just worked out fine, you know. And the reason for we got bored with doing cover versions, and it was in a way that was to make us write was to be by getting bored with doing other people's songs, was to make us write our own ones again.
But I think a lot of artists are doing this project.
Yeah, I don't know. We seem to sort of like make a little trend sometimes when you go, you know, because I think a lot of people have done this now as well, the cover version thing. But also, that's because there's such a problem at radio. You know, we thought, they weren't playing stuff from Cowboy or from Love Boat album, not very much. But, I mean, you know, they've got loads of other stuff to play anyway. But so we thought, well, we'll do a cover version and then maybe it might get in the charts, which is very cynical, but it worked.
It worked, yeah. It worked really well.
Yeah.
What do you think about cover versions in general? Or what do you think when people are covering your songs?
I do like them. And I know there's lots of cover versions that I haven't even heard of our stuff, you know. But generally, I think they're all right. I think they're okay. You know, I have... I'm a bit big-headed because I do like my own voice. You know, it's the same like ABBA, though. They said they like theirs. They like their original ones, so I think everybody's the same, really.
We are a different kind of topic. You are, how shall I say it, you are gay, you are outed.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, is it still a big problem of being gay?
No.
No, you don't think so?
No, well, I think now it's kind of getting more and more normal. In the music business, and also everywhere anyway. You know, it's like people are coming out younger and younger. And it's almost like I feel kind of, it's overtaken me. When I came out, it was like quite an unusual thing to do. Or, you know, it was unusual in the 1950s, but let alone in the 1980s. But... Oh, I've forgot something. Oh, but now there's so. I mean, I can't tell who's gay, who's not gay, who's doing what to who.
Yeah.
You know, so you kind of feel I'm a bit out of touch with all the with sexuality, really. What's going on? Yeah.
But don't you think there are still too much? How should I say it? That people are still very confused. They don't have really detailed information of being gay, and there's still a lot of arrest. Discrimination.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Discrimination. Yeah, there is lots of discrimination. I mean, I don't see it so much because I'm so confident, you know. So, but I mean, anybody who's walking down the street and they're a bit scared, or you know, then they become like a target for other people, because if people see that you are scared or you're nervous or you're weak, then they pick on you in school. So I mean, it only happened to me a few times, but that's because I tried to sleep with my friends, with my best friends. I did one, but the other ones, I tried to, when he was asleep, tried to get seduce him, and then he told all my friends in school, so nobody was talking to me. So, but I just thought, you know, I thought, oh, all right then, you all think you're so cool, so why can't you deal with this, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Good question.
Yeah.
And another thing is, I had in your songs, or is it planned to get more into this gay topic? Like, you say no,
no.
It's too much discussed.
No, I think, I mean, the song Hideaway that we wrote was about being a boy and coming out to your parents, you know, and I think that's enough. I don't think you have to. I mean, somebody was playing me a record by the Czars, or something called the Czars. There's this one guy, and the whole album is about him breaking up with his boyfriend, and it's like really heartbreaking, you know. But unless it happened, I suppose I couldn't write about it.
Yeah, and the thing that really interests me, I just have to take a look here.
Sorry.
I hope that's okay. Because I want to still find out if something's really missing. Mm.
Your very first profession,
Oh, ich habe viel gemacht. My very first profession was doing window cleaning with my granddad. And then I was working on the market in the selling fruit and vegetables. Then I went to London and did selling ladies' shoes. And then I did working in a sandwich bar, making sandwiches in the morning. And then I worked in the bar, in a regular bar, normal bar, which I really like.
Can you tell us three things right now which are making you happy when you say, when this thing happens to me, nothing is gonna get wrong?
When I'm really happy?
Yeah.
What
things that make you happy?
Things that make me happy is when I get chatted up by a really good looking guy in the nightclub, and then
I think we all are,
you know, happy then. I know. I mean, yeah. then you're over the moon, you know.
Did you have some crazy groupie experience that people are knocking on your hotel room and say, I'm the right one for you?
Not really, no. They come around the house sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, but not very much.
Not very
much. Hardly at all.
Are you in a relationship?
I am, yeah, but I'm not monogamous.
Okay.
Because it's platonic. It's platonic, but so that's one thing. The other thing is with having my Paul, who's really sweet, he's a lovely man, and that he's alive because he had a stroke in 2000. And the other thing is angel energy.
And do you think that that in the community that is really hard to get, like, as sure as a usual relationship, because people are often switching around partners?
Well, I like switching around, you know, but I mean, I've been with my boyfriend for 20 years, the same as Vince. So he's kind of more like somebody who's there all the time, like a soulmate person, you know. So I think it's quite sort of, because there's no rules for gay people, you know, and you know, I mean, that's why I don't want to get married. Okay. Because I just think I don't want to. Why should I have to sign a piece of paper for somebody, you know? So we have to make our own rules. So you can, depends on you, you know. You can sleep with as many people as you like, or you can have two going at the same time, or you can have one, you know.
Whatever you like.
Yeah.
And do you think that AIDS is still a big problem?
Well, I mean, that's up to the individual as well. I mean, I've been HIV positive since 1998, and, you know, that's been fine. And I've kind of, it's not like something where you go and sleep with somebody and confess right on the first night, you know, because it can ruin everything, as long as you're safe, you know. And then, as you kind of get to know somebody, if you want to have unsafe sex, it's between you two.
Yes.
You know, so... But I think it's quite. I mean, I don't know if young people in the gay community, because I know definitely that sexual transmitted diseases in the straight community is going up really fast, really quickly. Chlamydia and gonorrhea is going really high. And also, there are loads of sex clubs. I mean, in London now, for gay men, there's loads. So I don't think people are paying very much attention, which is not very good.
Another thing is, you also... I think it's kind of like a relationship or a big friendship between you and Vince.
Yeah.
And how can I imagine this working, you two, in a studio? Is it like you are more active?
Not really. I mean, Vince gets everything done. He decides he's going to do something, and it all gets done. Everything gets done and on time, right? So, and also he's really funny. He just he makes you laugh all the time. But then we don't work in the studio together. We always work separately. He'll do the music at home, and then I do the singing in a studio, or because he can't stand it, because he gets bored, and then I get bored with the. While he's making the music, because he takes 8 hours for
one single sound.
Yeah, for one single sound. I mean, I can sing a song 100 times, so it gets really boring.
And what are your plans or what are your hopes for Erasure, maybe for the next 5 or 10 years? Do you have any ideas for it?
Well, I mean, with Nightbird, I only just feel now a certain amount of respect, you know, from young people. I mean, the people that are making electronic music for the first time, and you're a bit like a pop uncle. So I don't know what it's like for Vince, because he's been around longer than me. And
can you ever imagine working without him?
Well, I mean, I don't want to work without him. You know, I mean, I've done some other stuff. And I've done a solo record with two other people, but it's not because, you know, I still want to work with Vince, and I think we'll carry on, even if it's not the name Erasure or something. We'll still be doing collaborations, you know.
Yeah, we have one thing to go, and it's like that you could say maybe you say hello to the listeners to Pink Channel. Maybe Wolfgang wants to tell you something again.
Can you say that in German?
Yeah.
Hallo.
Yeah.
Und ihr hört Pink Channel.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. Hallo, viele Grüßen von Andy Bell from Erasure. Ihr hören Pink Channel und ich bin da.
Yes. Can you say that for our friends in Nürnberg too?
Yeah.
It's Fliederfunk.
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 Oh. Hallo, ich bin Andy Bell von Erasure. Ihr hört Fliederfunk.
Okay.
What does it sound like?
I made my own radio show when I play old songs and remake version.
Yeah.
You say hi, this is all right. Andy.
All right. Hello, here's Andy, and you're listening to Sexy Cover Boy.
Oh, thank you.
No.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For your concert in March in Hamburg.
Yeah.
For building a trailer.
Okay. Is it sold out?
I don't know.
Sold out, isn't it? I don't know.
I just heard it's very good selling.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wir spielen, ich bin Andy Bell from Erasure. Wir spielen in März in Hamburg und es wird sehr toll, wenn Sie da sein könnten. Und es ist fast ganz aufgekauft. Eil dich.
Up in a hurry. Good night.
Jetzt ganz vorsichtig, weil diese Geräte.